This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, if you're not paying attention, what happened to my voice right there? If you're not paying attention, Wayne gets the first hour off on Thursdays, and yours truly, Lee Elsie, gets a chance to sit in this very cushy seat here for the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. And it's always a pleasure to hang out with all of you again, broadcasting across the entire country. You heard the big voice guy from Vegas, California, all the way across here in Long Island, Connecticut, everywhere in between. Welcome aboard. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Again, my name is Lee Elsie. Write it down on your refrigerator. Make a note to yourself. You can Google me. You can email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Throw me a message up on Facebook. All of that. Or send me a tweet. Again, I got in a big argument with one of the listeners to my morning show because I haven't mastered Twitter yet. I just haven't done it. It's not that I'm technically non-savvy. It's just Twitter is confusing. I don't know what's going on at Twitter. So he said that I was bucking some argument because I wasn't conversing back and forth on Twitter. But I'll get it sooner or later. And I have no clue about Instagram. But somewhere along the line, I guess some 15 or 16-year-old will teach me how to use that. And we'll be off to the races. Anyway, like I said, we have I have no guest during the show. Usually I try to get one or two guests. So if you're somewhere across the country and you want to talk to me tonight, that'd be fantastic. And again, Wayne will be back here in, well, about an hour or so. So I'll crank it up with him again at 7:05 or 4:05, depending upon where you are. Okay, so I got to talk at least for a couple minutes, even though it's my least favorite political story ever. Right? The Mueller case. I just hate this story. So I've been saying that for 2 years. I don't like the hypothetical around it. I don't like any of it. I'm so glad that I think it's coming to an end. I'm very happy about that. But I would like to say that as far as the whole proceedings yesterday, now I know Mueller is an enemy to the right. I get it. He's a Trump hater. He's certainly a foil, if you will, to the Republican Party. Now, that doesn't mean I couldn't feel bad for him. And I did feel a little bad for him yesterday. I was watching what appeared to be, I'm not taking a shot at his age, because I'm never going to take a shot at somebody's age. The guy's out there, and you know, people are working right now, 80, 90 years old. So I'm not taking a shot at his age. He just looked confused. And it made me think that the stumbling and bumbling, I don't think it was an act. A lot of people are saying, well, maybe it was an act. Maybe it was trying to throw people off. Maybe it was some kind of conspiracy where now the Democrats can come back and say, oh, wait, we had an inept person doing the whole thing, and let's get somebody else in there and start it all over again. No, I don't believe any of that. What I think you had is a man maybe that was a puppet or a figurehead for an investigation. The problem with this is who actually was running the investigation. I don't know if it was him anymore, because some of the questions that were asked of him in cases like the Fusion GPS kind of questions, he seemed like he genuinely did not know what they were talking about, and that's a serious problem. If I'm writing a 488-page report, or 446, I forget. I got it somewhere. But I'm a 400-plus report. Guess what? I'm going to know a lot, chapter and verse. I might not be able to recite the entire thing to you, But I'm pretty sure that I'm going to be able to recognize passages and pretty much get into detail. Now, as far as not answering a lot of the questions, we knew that was going to happen. That was a given. There was no that was a definite that he was going to certainly go down that road. But the sort of the stumbling, the bumbling, the idea that maybe it wasn't him that was actually doing all of the investigative work. Maybe it was somebody else, and Comey, and Mueller, because of his, let's say, his stature, the fact he was a Marine, the fact that he was the head of the FBI, all of that, maybe they just used him as a figurehead. And that's why maybe he didn't want to get up there and testify. Maybe a combination of him not really knowing the subject and the fact that maybe he felt on that kind of a stage with the bright lights and the big city, the whole thing was too much for him. So I feel bad for him in a sense that I would feel bad for anybody who is watching their whole career go down the tubes, go up in flames, however you want to sort of spell it out. And again, I understand that he's a foil for the right. I get it. I mean, he was out there to get Trump from day one. But just from looking at him and watching that whole thing unfold yesterday, you had to have a little bit of empathy for the guy. And by the way, just in case you were wondering, nobody cares about this. Nobody cares. Now, I know 13 million people watched it yesterday. 13 million! Seems like a lot. And it is a lot, I guess, when you think about it. But 13 million people watched on an average throughout the entire day. But you would say, okay, well, that's pretty good. But Michael Cohen had 16 million people watching. Comey had 19.5 million. And the Kavanaugh trials, or the Kavanaugh whole escapade, had over 20 million people watching it on an average. Because, you know, sex absolutely sells. So there really wasn't that much of, like, a fascination, maybe, with yesterday. I mean, 13 million people did tune in, but you think we have 330 million people in this country, so a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of people actually paid attention and watched this thing. Which, as a political junkie, as most of us probably who are listening are, that is, well, it, for us, we're going to watch that. I watched it. Most people probably listening to me watched at least some of it, but average America, Iowa, Michigan, Tampa, Florida, New Mexico, those people didn't watch. They don't care. They don't care. All right, I'll grab a couple calls. Usually we talk through the first break, but I'll grab a couple calls since we're only doing an hour on Thursdays. We'll go all the way out to my favorite city in the world, Dave in Las Vegas. Dave, you're on War Now. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, while you're talking, this is what I wanted to tell you, too, because I believe 100%. The poor guy, he was being used by them. They needed a scapegoat. If it went good, well, then they could have used them. If it went bad, they could have dumped them. It seems like everything the Democrats touched, they just ruined. He could have been, if he didn't go to this hearing, he would have been known as a good, strong American guy, whether you like him or not. But this, to me, it just showed that maybe he was a little old, little dementia, didn't know what was going on, and they used that, and they just ruined the poor guy for nothing. It didn't even help their cause at all.
Actually, they hurt their cause.
That's what I feel. I felt sorry for him, even though I'm 100% thought he should be in jail as well, too. But now I kind of feel sorry for the guy that used him.
Right. Well, Dave, I think you're right on the money, buddy. I really do. I actually felt like as I watched his face, sort of the furrowed brow and the idea that in some cases he really didn't know the answer, I kept thinking, well, that's like an uncle getting confused and made to look bad. And the Democrats could care less. Nadler could care less that he made this guy look the way that he did. So the Democrats in general, terrible people.
He didn't write the report, obviously. He knew somewhat about it, sure, but he obviously wasn't the headmaster behind the whole thing, for sure.
Right. All right, Dave. Listen, buddy, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. And again, we'd love to hear from you out there in Las Vegas where maybe it's like 115 degrees today. It was 109. 109 I saw in Paris today. Or was that Paris out in Vegas, Paris? 108 today. I love it's like stepping outside into an oven. I love the Vegas heat. I can't lie. But anyway, listen. As far as Mueller goes, and as far as this investigation, I know it's not going to go away. We all know they're going to try to hold on to it. But I personally. Personally, for me, as a talk show host and somebody who has done this now for a long, long time, I want this story to fade into oblivion. The story that I do not want to fade into oblivion, story number two, the anti-Semitism that is running rampant. I don't know if you've seen this yet. This has just popped up in the last couple hours as I've been sitting here at my desk watching some stuff go by the wayside. But the new squad talking points now boycotting Israel. And they are making it out to be like boycotting the Nazis. I'm not making it up. Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib are, again, heading a new push to boycott Israel. They're Jew haters, man. These two cannot stand the Jews. They're pushing hard against this, or hard for this. They want to be able to do all the boycotts of Israel. It's amazing to me that Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and the rest of that crew are not pushing back a lot harder. Now, I know Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think it's tomorrow, has a meeting with the wonderful head of the Democrat Party, that's Nancy Pelosi, tomorrow. I'd like to be a fly on the wall to see what they talk about in that meeting. But, again, another story popping out about anti-Semitism with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and the other gang of the squad getting together to actually talk about Israel like they're Nazi Germany, which, again, is drenched with irony as it is. All right, well, there you go. Break number one in the books. Again, it is about 17 minutes after the hour. We've got to take a time out. We'll come back. Like I said, we'll continue the conversation. A lot of different things to talk about. I also want to talk about those cops getting doused with water. We'll talk about that a little bit when we come back. You are listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Now, 1 minute because if my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day. In the morning and the night, before I go to bed, and when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allyn Root. Use my last name, ROOT, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It's Raw and Unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, and I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. I get Thursdays the first hour. Actually, tomorrow night I'm filling in for the entire 3 hours of the program and a couple days next week. So it'll be me and you for a few days, starting tomorrow for sure, and the rest of the hour Wayne will be on again in about 45 minutes or so. It is a Thursday. It is Raw and Unfiltered. The number is 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. I'd love to talk to you guys from across the country. If you're out there somewhere, give us a call. We've got all kinds of different things we can get into. I just, you know, listen, this is not a political story. It's not a earth-shattering story. It's just one that I ran across that I need some kind of closure on. I don't know what it means. So you guys know who Bella Thorne is by any chance? So I was reading this yesterday, and, you know, sometimes I get confused, and I like to reach out to the listeners across the country to maybe send me an email and answer this question. What the heck is a pansexual? Because apparently Bella Thorne is a pansexual, which, according to her, she's 21, former Disney star, and she previously considered herself a bisexual, but that, I guess, wasn't enough for her. So a pansexual is somebody, I guess, who, it doesn't matter if you're a guy or a girl, or any, it's personality. They fall in love with personality. Gender is meaningless. They're attracted to people regardless of gender. And she is, I guess, in a polyamorous relationship, which I don't know what that means at all. I have no idea what any of this stuff means. I mean, I'm a girl. I'm confused. I'm an old man. I don't get this. I don't know. I'm sorry. I found it interesting. Because every day there is either a new gender or a new criteria for gender, right? You're either gender neutral, whatever. All right, so you guys don't know either. Is that what you're telling me? I don't have to feel bad about this. I'm going to crumple this up and throw it in the garbage. By the way, yeah, new handshakes, high fives. There was also a story, since we're on this subject and we only got a minute or so left. Did you all see the story about the morbidly obese man who, he's a man, but he identifies as a female, and he went into one of these Brazilian waxing places to get a Brazilian wax, and if you don't know what that is, you can look that up on the internet, because I'm not going to explain that on the air. But they wouldn't do it because, well, he still had the equipment of a man, and I guess it's impossible. I guess. I don't. Again, another touchy subject that I don't know about. But maybe you guys out there somewhere along the way, somebody can explain it to me through email. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Again, this is Raw and Unfiltered. That's what I was told. So it's Raw and Unfiltered. It's the USA Radio Network. Please, I'll take some phone calls if you'd like after the bottom of the hour. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
Hello.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A sweeping budget bill is headed to the Senate after passage in the House. The somewhat bipartisan spending bill covers government funding for 2 years and pushes out any spending disputes past next year's national elections. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, voted no on the measure. He explains why.
If we don't take care of our fiscal discipline, then we aren't going to be able to defend this country. In 2024, we will be spending more on interest than we are on national defense. That is the real crisis. As Jim Mattis said, the biggest security threat to the United States of America is our national debt.
The spending bill did pass with 284 votes. President Trump is marking the one-year anniversary of the Pledge to American Workers program. The president says companies can train their workers more effectively than the government.
The governments get into that, and they really don't have a clue as to what they're doing, and it costs a lot of money.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, let's talk about sponsoring the segment.
Yep.
Sponsors the AmFest 19. AmFest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For anyone who wants to see President Trump reelected, for any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, for any Trump super fan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at AmFest 19 include Wayne Allen Root. I like that guy. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of Turning Point USA, Brandon Strock of the Walkaway Movement. One of your favorites, Megan Barth, who guests us here from time to time on Tuesdays, acting legend Robert Davi, and of course, I'll repeat, that one and only guy that we all love, Wayne Allen Root. But this is more than a traditional political event for a for an average Trump fan. It is a amazing event. AmFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, a golf tournament, a comedy night, a pool party, a yacht party, a fashion show, a movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. Wow, that's a mouthful. To register for AmFest, what a great 3 days. Just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com. I really will literally see you there. I'll be the speaker who sees you there.
All right, we're back. I'm Slee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root for the first hour. I don't know. Do I still call myself a fill-in if I'm doing it every Thursday? I'm in the family now. I'm part of the family. I like that. All right, so raw and unfiltered every Thursday from 6 to 7, or the first hour of the program, depending upon where you're listening. If you're out there, obviously, in Vegas or California, it's 3 to 4, so fantastic. And thank you all for joining me. We'll take a couple calls in a second. Just hang on there 1 second. I was listening to Wayne just now talk about that event, and I want to go to that. Like, all my favorite people, man. I want to be there. Davi's one. By the way, if you do go to that event and you see Robert Davi, he's about as good as it gets. He is he's very, very, very cool. I was actually in a movie with him, which he actually called me. I might have told you guys the story, but he called me. I was sitting at home. I think I was eating a big bowl of ice cream at midnight, and it was a Friday night. I remember it was a Friday night because he calls me and phone rings. I'm like, I go to my wife. Robert Davi's calling me. And she's like, well, pick it up, dummy. So I did. And he says that, I got a part for you in a movie tomorrow. And I said, okay, what time? He's like, it's 6:30. And bring your bellhop uniform. I'm like, but I'm not a bellhop. He's like, yeah, but, you know, find something in your closet that makes you look like a bellhop. I said, oh, or a doorman. It was a doorman. Yeah, I need the doorman uniform. I said, okay, so we figured it out, and we got down there in Manhattan. So if you get a chance to go, go for him and go for Wayne. It'll be a fantastic time. All right. Listen, we'll grab a call, but just real quick, and I just wanted to throw this out there. So that video with the police officers being pelted with objects and drenched with water, I haven't gotten a chance to talk to you guys, you know, since this has happened. I can't think of a more, disgusting display for our police officers. Our police officers are the dogs that keep the wolves at bay. I said it on my morning show. I'll say it again here. Listen, to all the cops across the country, if this nonsense continues, get together and just take a week off. Go somewhere. Blue flu, baby. Blue flu. Take a week off and watch the chaos. The same people that were throwing bottles at you and hitting you with water will be crying. They'll be crying because they won't be able to take it. I'm telling you right now, the cops are so ultimately important to us. I mean, they keep this civilization moving in the right direction. And the idea that they're putting up with this garbage, to me, it's just unconscionable. So let me grab a couple of calls and we can get into this. Jim's been waiting a little while in Connecticut, and you want to talk about the cops getting hit with water as well. Jim, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. Yeah, I want to call WJJF this morning in response when you talked about the police. No, those people will not be crying if there's a blue flu. The reason why, and again, it's contrary to my statement. I say you never want to contribute to a conspiracy what can easily be explained as stupidity. This is planned. And again, like I mentioned last week, it's part of Saul Alinsky's plan. They have to demoralize and get rid of the police because the police are defenders of the status quo. They protect our country. They're the first ones to be attacked and plan to take over by socialism. Think back the Obama administration, what was one of the first issues that the Obama administration had? His friend Robert Gates in Boston, remember when the cops went in and he got unruly and they arrested him and they said that it was racist? They had was the beer summit at the White House and stuff like that. That was one of the first. Then there was the shootings of the cops down in Houston because everybody was upset at what the police were doing. I mean, all of this is planned. It's part of the Alinsky plan that says you have to demoralize and eliminate the police to bring socialism into the country.
Well, Jim, all I can say is I'll stand with you side by side with the cops every day of the week to fight that. If what you say is true, I'll stand side by side with you and the rest of the police officers across the country and do whatever we have to do to protect them.
We have to speak out, ladies.
Absolutely.
It's an attack on them. It's not just carelessness and stupidity and a bunch of college kids having fun. It's a plan. We do have to stand with them. Thank you.
All right, Jimmy. I thank you. I'm not necessarily one who believes in conspiracy theories. I think they're too hard to pull off a lot of times. I understand what Jim is saying. I mean, it's not as if those people had gotten together in some cellar somewhere and decided that they were going to pelt cops with water because of something Saul Alinsky had said. It's a feeling and an energy throughout the country that is actually here. You can feel it. You can feel it. There are a number of people out there who hate the cops. And they're almost always left, very left. Now, it doesn't have to be all left-leaning progressives feel this way, but the majority that actually hate police officers or want to bring police officers down are left-leaning lunatics. Because most conservative people know exactly how important police officers are. They understand that. We get it. We understand that those guys go to work every single day and put their life on the line, period. End of story. And to disrespect them like the way that those kids disrespected those police officers in New York City was a shame. And de Blasio is by far the worst mayor in the entire country. It is absolutely amazing that he continues to reign as the mayor of New York City. But I just wanted to give a shout out here as far as the cops go, because what they go through on a regular basis and the idea that they have to put up with that. And again, I understand Jim's point, and he's right to a certain extent. There are people out there who want to bring the police officers down. There are people out there who want to get us into the world of socialism. I mean, you got to realize that. There's a movement in this country to push that socialist agenda. Now, are they getting headway? Sure, they're getting headway. I mean, look at the Gang of Four. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, the rest of those. Even some of the other ones who want to hide behind the Four. They are positive as far as socialism goes. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. He's a card-carrying socialist. So it's a big deal. 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. That's the number you want to weigh in. Give me a call. I do want to talk, before we go too long, before I run out of time, too, about the U.S. ramping up deportations with a sweeping new rule. So the Trump administration said on Monday it will expand and speed up deportations of migrants who enter the United States illegally by stripping away court oversight, enabling officials to remove people in days rather than months or years. You may not have read this yet, but the rule will apply to expedient removal to the majority of those who enter the U.S. Now, there's a couple rules that go along with this. It's a dramatic expansion of the program already used along the U.S.-Mexican border. There was like a mile limit that you had to get into with some of this stuff. And, again, a lot of this, to me, is a move in the right direction because, listen, we've got to do something about the vast number of people who are coming across the border, and we have to do something. We have to do something quickly because we're getting overwhelmed. There's no question about that. But of course, the American Civil Liberties Union has tried to file numerous lawsuits to block things that Trump has done as far as immigration goes and policies, etc. Trump has struggled to stem an increased number of Central American families arriving at the U.S.-Mexican border, leading to overcrowding detention centers, which, again, is a bad optic. You get these pictures taken of these overcrowded detention centers where kids are in cages, so to speak. That's what they say. But the idea is that where are you going to put people to keep them safe? Where are you going to house them? We don't have the facilities to do any of that stuff. So So this kind of a law, you know, or this kind of a move, is a move in the right direction. There are nearly 300,000, approximately, of the approximately 11 million illegal immigrants, which is a fake number, by the way. They're going with the 11 million illegals constantly. That's the number they want to continue to throw out, which is completely bogus. That number is so off. I've said this to you a million times. We've got more like 30 million illegals as opposed to 11. So the Department of Homeland Security said 37%, or 20,570 of those encountered by ICE in this year to September have been in the country less than 2 years. People in rapid deportation proceedings are detained for 11.4 days on average. That, according to the Department of Homeland Security, people in a regular proceeding are held 51.5 days. So, listen, I know that's maybe sounds a little complicated here for the radio, but the bottom line to this is that we need a faster turnaround when it comes to immigration across the border. We have to have it, and if we don't have it, we're going to be stuck with a lot of folks who are here that slip through the cracks and wind up like sort of assimilating, they wind up disappearing into the fabric of the country, never to be seen again. All right, listen, it's what is it? Almost 46 after the hour. We'll take a quick break. Those of you who are calling in from again California, Minneapolis, Dallas, Reno, we welcome your call. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered.
Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event at Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allen Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. AmpFest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for AmpFest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm start taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who builds Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED.
It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Lee Elsie. You know, you ever, like, hear yourself talking? Like, that's what was happening to me the last break I had. Like, I was talking, and I said to myself, you know, you're not making any sense. It's pretty much what happened last break. But anyway, we forge forward. Again, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Listen, National Medical Records Review is your personal second opinion. You probably never heard about this before, and you never heard about anything like this before, but it's really neat. So their website is nationalmedicalreview.com. And if you're drowning in medical information and you just want a second opinion, like, you've got some diagnosis, and it's confusing. It's maybe the doctor that you normally use, maybe you don't want to hurt his feelings by getting a second opinion. You know, doctors have feelings, too. So you can go to these guys, and you send them your information. You don't have to put any money up until you go on the website. If you have questions about a recent diagnosis, maybe you've been given treatment options like a surgery or non-surgery or different types of regenerative medicines, and you're confused and you just want answers to your basic questions, give these guys a call. 1-800-254-8571. 800-254-8571. Again, the website is nationalmedicalreview.com. My very good friend is a big part of this. You hear him on this show all the time, Dr. Anthony Alessi. He is a brilliant neurologist, and they're putting this thing together to help folks out who are just flat-out confused. So if you're lost in the maze of healthcare, give these guys a call. 800-254-8571. Once again, nationalmedicalreview.com. All right, out to Montville, Connecticut, where Frank wants to weigh in about the NYPD.
Good evening. A couple of questions. When I hear people talk about the police, that this incident, I mean, isn't it really open and shut because no one thinks it's okay in the whole, and then the community calls the cops from the local people? And when you say blue flu, what would that accomplish? Like, what would that accomplish? Because in my opinion, that will only hurt innocent people. And I'm gonna tell you the reason why. Because I remember, Jersey, where I'm from, the county took over the city police department. It's the Camden County Police Department now. But when Camden had the police department, they didn't have a lot of officers and things was corrupt. They had no-go places the criminals and drug dealers loved it. Matter of fact, they bragged that cops won't come down here. We can do what we want. So when someone says, oh, if you strike, they will understand. Only one will understand is the criminals, and you will just have the innocent people fearing in their house. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. It's more of a hypothetical that would scare the people out there who are just the haters of the police. And Frank, you know there are haters of the police. You know there are.
Yeah, people, but those people that hate the police would be happy if they didn't come around.
My point is we need to support the police officers. And you're right. The people are coming out and supporting the cops in this case.
No one's okay with this. No one's okay with hitting the cop in the head with a bucket. I mean, listen. Just because, like, if I'm calling you, your morning show, and I'm complaining about police brutality or incident, I'm complaining about that one incident. I'm not complaining about every single police officer.
No, but there has been a random theme in particular with some folks out there, and you're one of them who think that cops treat people of color, many cops.
I never said all cops. I said some cops,
right?
Yeah, and it's the truth. So what, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to lie about it and say, well, and just close my eyes and say it's not happening?
No, but the number, I think there's a perception, or there's people out there like yourself, Frank, who want to make the perception that there's a large chunk of cops who are going out there treating people of color poorly, and if there
I think it's a small chunk, and I think there's other cops who don't say anything.
Okay, listen, Frank, I we can continue this conversation later on, but I got to grab one more before I run out of time, to be fair. So let's go to Peter in Connecticut. Pete.
Yeah, we don't want you to run out of time. Hey, your favorite subject. You see, the feds are bringing back the death penalty.
Good. I'm glad.
You see that?
No, I missed that one.
Check it out. The what's his name? Bars is reinstituting the death penalty. He's got six of them all lined up, ready to go.
Oh, wait a second. I did see that. I thought that. Okay, so those are five new cases of that?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that. I thought those were people that they were already on death row. This is new.
Oh,
death
they're on
row.
Death row. They're ready to go.
Oh, okay. All right. So they're on, but this is not a new. So he's reinstating an old.
He reinstating what somebody pulled off the table, like our illustrious governor did.
Gotcha. No. Listen, to me, if you're absolutely 100% guilty of a murder, and we've talked about this before, Pete. There's no reason for you to share the same air that I share. Period.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Yep. It's got to be like, cases where we know there's video, there's DNA, all of it. You got to know, because I don't want them coming back and saying, well, what about all the people who are put to death who find up innocent 20 years later? No, absolutely 100%, no question, you're guilty. Guess what? Death penalty, period.
That's right. And the appeals process should be cut down.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, if you're guilty beyond a shadow of a doubt, like you said, they got video DNA. That's it.
I agree. Hey, Pete, I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm getting the call at 30-second call, and we got to run. So I will talk to you down the road. Wayne is next. You guys have a great Thursday night. And, again, I'll be here the entire 3 hours tomorrow night. We have a lot to talk about with some guests as well. Keep it right here. You're listening to Raw and Unfiltered on the USA Radio Network.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.